USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States and more than 100 other countries said Sunday that they expect the Taliban to allow safe and orderly travel out of Afghanistan after the final withdrawal of U.S. troops on August 31st. In a joint statement, the coalition of countries called on the Taliban government to keep their promise that there will be freedom to travel after U.S. forces leave and that they would not retaliate against those Afghans who had worked with U.S. personnel during their time there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that the U.S. cannot take the Taliban at its word, but tells NBC's Meet the Press that the international community expects it to fulfill its promises.
A very senior Taliban official went on television and radio across the country and repeatedly assured people in Afghanistan that they would have the freedom to travel after August 31st. He even specifically said those who work for the Americans and those who want to leave for whatever reason will have that freedom. Now, of course, we don't take the Taliban at their word. We take them by their deed, and that's what we're going to be looking to.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
As Hurricane Ida continues to hammer Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, it has weakened to a Category 3 storm. But forecasters say that Ida remains a dangerous storm with threats of local tornadoes, flash flooding, and inundation from storm surge along the coast. Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Deanne Criswell says that the agency was able to prepare resources in the days ahead of the storm. She tells CBS News about the federal assets that are in place to help with recovery.
Yeah, right now we have probably somewhere over 2,000 people in the general area. We also have, and part of that is urban search and rescue teams from FEMA, as well as the Coast Guard, the Department of Defense, U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Again, 22 federal agencies represented here in the NRCC, but there also deploying resources into the area. We have three staging bases that have been established where we've pre-positioned all of that equipment, one in Louisiana, two in Alabama, so they can quickly move in as soon as the storm has passed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gasoline prices have fallen to their lowest levels since November as demand has fallen off from the summer driving season. John Clemens has more.
Concern is growing as to what impact Hurricane Ida will have on our nation's oil platforms in the Gulf. But as for right now, oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us the price at the pump has dropped 2 cents.
For the first time in 9 months, we have a drop in the retail price of gasoline. The national average dropped 2 cents to $3.23. It's the first time since mid-November that this has occurred.
Lundberg says demand has been weak across the nation.
Gasoline demand was already weak and weakening further with the end of the summer driving season and because of sustained high prices. But crude oil prices dropped substantially in the first of the past 2 weeks.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And Hollywood has lost another legendary figure. Jeremy Scott reports.
The family of Ed Asner announcing his death on Twitter Sunday. Asner, known best as Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Perhaps no scene more iconic than when he interviews Moore, who plays Mary Richards, for a possible job at the television station he manages.
You know what? You've got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
Asner won 7 Emmy Awards, 5 for his work on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. He died at 91. No cause of death has been given.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.